love white. White is clean. White is pure. White is beautiful.
That was a commercial for a Japanese skin whitening cream. Apply for a few days and...
Moss Peel, whiter skin in 14 days.
Pretty shocking, right? And there's a lot more to where that came from. The skin lightening industry is big business, like $10 billion big. That's why I, Satuna Maureen, is proud to present Beauty and the Bleach, a podcast about this controversial global segment of the beauty industry, found in places like South Asia, Southeast Asia, and even here in the United States. Let's actually play some more of these commercials for you guys. Forget 14 days.
White plus papaya only takes a week, helps make my skin so white.
Here's the thing. These commercials cater to a massive market, and it is only projected to grow. For the most part, as those commercials suggested, it's women who are using these products all around the world. But one of the biggest markets for them is in South Asia, especially India. In India, skin lightening products dominate the skincare industry. Among such products, Fair & Lovely stands out to be the most popular skin lightening cream. It was introduced to the market in India in 1975 by Hindustan Unilever, the largest British-owned Indian consumer goods company. Ask any South Asian person about this product, no matter what their age, where they live, or who they are, and they can tell you that they themselves use this product, or at least saw someone else use it. For many women, it is a household treasure, an essential to one's beauty ritual. At least, that's what it was like for my Bangladeshi mother. She would never leave the house without it. Ever since Fair & Lovely hit the global market, it has been available in 38 countries in the East, and it is also exported to countries in the West where it is primarily sold in Asian supermarkets. It is common in South Asia to come across advertisements on TV networks, billboards, or even social media about skin lightening products that make promises to make someone more beautiful, successful, or even more accepted in society. Fair & Lovely has launched various advertisement campaigns that usually start off with the dark-skinned girl being defeated by her skin color and looks. And after being introduced to the fairness cream, her life suddenly shifts to being more positive, with people being at awe of her white skin color, and her suddenly finding a new job or even getting married. Such types of advertisements are still prevalent in South Asian countries. This is Kailash Surendranath, a director who has been responsible for creating a lot of these advertisements for skin lightening products in India. Let's hear a little bit from him.
Psychologically is that maybe it's a hangover of the British Raj. Mm. But generally, a fair complexion is looked up upon. But the dark complexion was not so looked upon. So especially for marriage, the boy comes to see the girl, maybe finds her too dark. The next time she's used Fair & Lovely, another boy comes to see the girl and marries her. Prerequisite to get married.
So why are South Asian women so obsessed with this one product? Is it really that good? Or is the promise of achieving a lighter skin deeply ingrained in wanting to fit the ideal beauty standard boxes? To belong? To understand the obsession with fair skin in South Asia, you must first understand the region's history with fair skin. India has a long history of imperial rule. Aryans from Central Asia between 1500 and 200 BC, and Mughals from Afghanistan and Persia in the 15th century, and most notably, Europeans since the 16th century. These colonizing forces were all fair-skinned compared to the indigenous South Asians living there. people started to associate fair skin with power, beauty, and wealth. And if you're not fair skin, you're considered to be ugly, poor, and submissive. Such biases are still very present in South Asian societies. Look at the caste system, for example. If you're from a low caste, like the Dalits, you're supposed to be dark and poor. But if you're from a higher caste, like the Brahmins, you're supposed to be fair-skinned and wealthy. On one hand, a product like Fair and Lovely can reduce the value of achieving whiteness, because the product is available for everyone, so anyone can be fair and lovely. But at the same time, these products are a mockery of those who are dark-skinned. It reinforces the hierarchy between light and dark-skinned people. Whiteness, or lightness, therefore, becomes a marker of colonial superiority, which is then commodified and made available through lightening products like Fair and Lovely. By contributing to the global market of the skin lightening industry, South Asian women not only participate, but also think, feel, and behave in ways that allow them to defend and uphold what it feels like to be white. I don't mean Caucasian people, but rather a feeling of supremacy that has been associated with whiteness. This shows how South Asian women are serving consistently to uphold white supremacy. These women know that no amount of chemical intervention from the cream will actually make them white. However, using skin lightening creams that lets them appear a shade or two lighter does give them access to the privilege or that feeling that has been historically afforded to lighter skinned people. On top of that, the global market further capitalizes on the insecurities of these South Asian women through the different advertisements they produce. Capitalization on the basis of one's insecurities is also another form of exploitation that has taken over our society. Currently, Fair and Lovely has rebranded themselves to Glow and Lovely, after facing criticisms from all over the world. However, schemas and norms of skin lightening practices still heavily persist in South Asia because of the complete psychological acceptance that white is better. If you have made it this far, thank you for tuning in to Beauty and the Bleach. I, your podcast host, Satuna Morin, wishes you farewell. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts.